Okay, so you're in charge of the resident advisors there at Miller Hall.
Correct.
Now, you've only been there this one semester, so this is your first experience with students undergoing the pressure of finals, right?
Well, I mean, I was an undergrad for 4 years at NYU. I went through finals for 8 terms, 9 counting this one. NYU, like Tufts, is a high-pressured academic environment. It's where I first saw this program.
And when you were at NYU, what was your first exposure to the dogs being brought in to help relieve the pressure of finals?
It was either my sophomore or junior year, and our building did a stress day. They had just an hour where you could pet a puppy, and it was so simple and easy and unique to put on, and it drew a lot of attention. It worked really well. So when I was hired here, I really wanted to expand the program and do it on a much larger scale.
How did it work? You brought in 1 dog, 2 dogs, 100 dogs, 1,000 dogs. What was the process?
The way it actually worked is we worked with a therapy dog organization called Dog Bones. So what we did is actually in October, at the height of midterms at Tufts, we had about 6 to 8 dogs at a time come in, a total of maybe 12 to 16 people over a 2-day period.
And the students would what, just pet the dogs, just sort of hang out with the dogs?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. Some students like to pet the dogs and stay right up on them, especially ones that have had dogs at home or are dog people. And some will just sit on the peripheries and talk with each other and take pictures and do whatever they want to do. But even those people that aren't really petting the dog or right up front and center are still having fun. It's still part of a really fun environment.
And you believe that this is effective in reducing the stress and strain of finals or just life?
I absolutely believe it's effective for anything. It's why they do it at hospitals and elementary schools. And just in general, having any kind of break from studying during really stressful periods like midterms and finals, where you can sometimes find yourself for 2 or 3 days at a time locked into one task, taking a half hour out of that, walking around, coming downstairs, completely changing your mindset to something different, is really effective in combating some of that stress.
Do you happen to have any dogs on hand, perchance, right now?
We do. You want to shift over?
Yeah, let's have a look. And who do we have here, Carrie?
Hi, this is the one right in front of me, the brown and white one. His name is Sully, and he's 5 years old. And then the one to my left is Stella, and she's 2 years old.
They didn't mind being manhandled or person handled by all these different students.
They were really, really good. They were very good, and they loved their bellies rubbed, or they loved getting treats from the kids.
Okay, so maybe we can persuade Congress to allow some dogs on the floor of the House or the Senate and settle those people down, huh?
Aww.
Thank you very much, and appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.